I thought, my God, that's a perfect strategic linkage. So in every single selling situation, there can be a strategic linkage. Now for you, Susan, you know, you've got the people you've already sold machinery to, and that's an obvious strategic linkage. So you can get those records and dig into them and understand more and then start working from there. But if that's not the case, how do you identify strategic linkages? Well, they're categorized. And in this, we're looking at not just selling one thing to one person. We're looking at selling a whole mess of stuff to tons of people by using a strategic linkage. Commonalities. Existing customer base. You look at all your existing customers. Find out, are there any identifying characteristics to them? The NAICS or the SIC codes are numbers that the government gives to every business. And you could buy records. The NAICS codes or SIC codes will, if you want a machine shop, you can buy all the records in that, 3585 or something like that. Get all those records. Maybe in certain regions of the country, maybe dealers, products used, common obstacles, whatever. You identify all this and focus on those segments. You can hire people from those segments. Like, for example, in that little thing I said, I was a MITA, a copier employee before I started selling paper. You know, if there's a lot of MITA copiers out there or Xerox copiers out there, try to hire a Xerox copier, a sales person, a technical person to work for your industry. So you focus on the certain industry. In your case, obviously, anybody that's involved in making certain products in certain industries, you could buy databases of those accounts. Then you said your salespeople are doing that. You're focused on the parts, so that's existing customers. Partnering, you know, developing a partnership relationship with a customer, and that's usually somebody you're selling stuff to, and we talked about partnering, and EDS was a good example of that. Vertical networking is where you look up the feed chain and down the feed chain, and you ask people that supply you stuff that you really appreciate their products and they work great, but you want them to help you get more business. So you ask them for leads. You can also ask customers to give you leads. You can ask employees to give you leads and go after that business that way. Let's look over on page 90, more about linkage expansion. Going to church, you'd be amazed. My brother goes to Rotary. He's a Rotary member, and he goes to that, meets all kinds of networking opportunities, and then sells them stuff as he can. He's a lawyer, and he gets a lot of business from that, and that's a strategic linkage for him. So what are strategic linkages in your businesses? I don't know, but you got to think about them. How can we connect the dots here? If you're talking about renting, let's say, furnished apartments or something like that, you could go to businesses that are from Japan, and you get lists of them. You could call up, you know, the Japanese embassy here in Detroit and get a list of all their members. Join an association or something of those folks, and then maybe go down and give talks and things like that, so they get generally aware. And they have networking meetings and so on, and that's the purpose. When the Japanese come to the United States, they want their citizens to have some good feeling amongst themselves and to share information, and you can help penetrate that if you get a list of their members. Offer more value that doesn't cost you much. So you can extend warranties, schedule shipments, do installations, those kinds of things, and do more problem-solving work. Can you tell me, are you having any trouble with any of your medical supplies not working properly? And you start looking for things where you're going to go in there and actually fix them. I have a little exercise here, a strategic linkage exercise, for us to identify some commonalities, partnering opportunities, vertical networking, linkage expansion, and so on, which I would urge you to do when you get back. Just sit down and try to think about, what are some of the commonalities among our customers? Is there any partnering opportunities? Do we have any customers where we could partner with them? And what format would the partnering take? You know, they use our services and we use their services. You know, that's how you partner. Yeah, vertical networking is where you look at people that do work for you and have them get your business. Linkage expansion is asking your existing customers to recommend other customers, and maybe some other opportunities there too. Let's move over to page 93. follow up on all leads. It's amazing. 70% of all leads are not followed through to the end. So a customer calls up and says, can you send me some information? And I think we're pretty good at doing that. We do send them information. But what happens? We sent the information, then we wait for them to call us. They may have lost the information or they may not have gotten it. So following up on leads, try to get all the leads and make sure there's a process that handles the leads over at least a year. Initial contact, follow up on a quarterly basis or monthly or whatever, and follow them for a year. If they haven't ordered something in a year, then you've done your job. Dig into accounts that stop doing business with you. You'd be amazed at people that leave you and go somewhere else, and then they're not happy with these, but they feel, I can't call Susan back. I feel bad. We stopped buying from Susan. I feel bad about that.